The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Welcome to another edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. This is number 185 because I actually did the post before we got ready here. I am with the D-O-double-G again this week. Dusty, the original gangster, Eubank, how you doing?
Yo, it's your boy, D-O-double-Dusty. What it is, my brother?
I'm not even sure how to react to that one.
I thought we were doing an episode of biography.
I don't speak jive. Is there anyone on the plane that speaks jive?
And this also proves that I am the blackest member of Stunt Granny.
Not surprising. I came from, I think I have mentioned it, practically lily white society there in the fine parts of central Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we all know Jeremy, like, crosses the street whenever he sees a black man, so he is absolutely one of those people, so...
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah, and I can't even come up with a decent segue from that, so fuck
nope,
it.
There is none.
last week, actually, we did talk a little bit of ROH because you asked me who I'd been impressed with. So there is one person... that you're not particularly impressed with. And he now happens to be the world champion.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think of one Mr. Kevin Steen?
I mean, I don't hate him, okay? But I also don't think he should be anywhere near the world title situation. I think he is... Well, okay... I'll do this two ways. How he's being booked is Dusty Rhodes, okay? He's got some charisma, and he's a big fat guy, and he can talk a little bit, and he's a babyface, okay? But yet he's not a babyface. They book him as a heel, and the announcers are always shocked whenever he gets cheers, and it's like, well, no, that's not acceptable. Look at how he's being booked, and you expect him not to get cheered. So I got a huge problem with that. The booking is ass backwards. And, yeah, that's probably my Lord and Savior Jim Cornette's fault. I don't know who else's fault it could be. Now, I think he's a pretty talented guy, but he's basically Playboy Buddy Rose. He's modern-era Playboy Buddy Rose, and that alone, he shouldn't be near the title. He should be a mid-card act, a kind of a novelty act, kind of a sideshow freak attraction kind of thing. And, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get what they're doing with him. And speaking of sideshow freak attractions, look at the chick that they got with him, you know? So...
Yes, the zombie princess, Jimmy Jacobs.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It just makes me kind of, no, I don't want that, you know? So.
In this era of, it really, to me, it does not help that like, if he could really kill it on the mic, it might help things out. Like, I mean, I think that's why CM Punk can get away with, you know, being one of the smaller guys, because
absolutely.
No matter what, he can talk himself into or out of a situation.
Yeah.
And Steen just really isn't that good. He's kind of, he's just been harping on the same notes over and over again. And it doesn't feel none of it in the build-up for this, all of this year, because I think he came back, at least from what I seem to remember, because they did a lot of review at the very beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And they didn't start the new shows until maybe 2 weeks into the end of the new year. And so, I mean, it seemed like he just came back. So, I mean, I've seen most of this build up the Border Wars. And, yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, like, do you have something else? Or, you know, are we going to move in some direction? Like,
kind of one note.
Yeah, like the whole angle was just so one note. It's just like there wasn't ever any development in it. And they just kept on like, and I'd honestly love to look at the schedule, but it seems like all of their events happen more often than once a month.
Agreed.
Just because the way they end up having to promote them too, which is just bizarre, because like, that Showdown in the Sun happened at WrestleMania, but then they had 2 weeks of it on TV, or parts of it on TV. And then they had, I think, two shows to do build-up then.
I think two.
And then
I don't think more than that.
And this past week's show that I even did the review for, which, hey, maybe I should have pulled that up. part of it.
Just like we planned.
Huh?
It's just like we rehearsed it.
And I kind of like this idea because they kind of know that their iPay-per-views are Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we can get to that whole thing later, a little bit later.
Oh, we're getting to it. We're getting to it. No problem there.
The last two times that they've had the iPay-per-view, Saturday night, and I think that's when their show usually debuts, is sometime on Saturday. They're smart, and I thought at first, I'm like, oh, shit, I just recorded an infomercial. And no, they're just... smart enough that they don't really have anything on the programs those days.
Right. Right.
Which I do think is, if that's the situation that you're going to be in for the tapings and your pay-per-views and whatnot, I do think that that's a fairly logical thing. Unfortunately, it does lead to things like them showing maybe a quarter of a Chikara match, and then completely not referencing it for the rest of the show.
Yep, totally bizarre.
I was just like, what the hell? Like, because they had...
What just happened?
Yeah, they had like 15 minutes or something of infomercial. Because, the other time around that they did it, I think they only had, they only did 35 minutes of programming, because I've only seen two of them, I guess.
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, well, that one made sense, because they did the intro, and then they did an exit. They had two matches on. They're in, they're out. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, okay, that means they're just doing that, but the whole Chikara thing, it was just like, okay, if you're going to show it to or show them to us, that's cool, but what the shit are you doing? Like, show them.
Right.
Don't, like,
exactly.
Leave them fucking hanging.
Yeah. And again, that's a strike against my boy Cornette, because he complained in one of his 8,000 shoot tapes about WWF not knowing how to use the OVW footage. Or whatever. And here's the case that they're doing Shikara and they don't know how to do it right, you know?
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, there's definitely been, as an overall whole, there's been more bad than good, which
yeah.
seems all too common these days. But, that's just one. It's just like don't show the Chikara stuff or get rid of the infomercial and use your, I mean, it's their time slot. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it still says ROH for the full hour.
Right.
It isn't like they're like, oh, okay, we're just going to cut this back for shits and giggles or something. Like, they do it on purpose because that's the way it's booked.
Yeah.
Just it's silliness.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. that about sums it up. You said something interesting the other day, if I could take the steering wheel for 5 seconds.
Oh,
and
yeah, no,
if I'm steering it wrong, just please take it back. I'm a fucking idiot, and I apologize. But you mentioned something the other day. We were talking on Messenger or whatever, Google Chat, whatever the hell you call it. And you were talking about Jimmy Jacobs, the zombie princess, and the overall tone towards ultra violence. And that kind of drives me crazy, too.
Oh.
Especially for ROH, because ROH's fans are more smart fans.
Right.
And in general, in wrestling, you can only get so violent. Like, do you remember, you probably didn't see it, but maybe you heard about it, when TNA was doing those weekly pay-per-views when they first started out?
Uh-huh.
And they had that fucking angry midget guy pull a gun on Jeff Jarrett. And you know why that's bad? Because why can't you do that every time you get angry with somebody in a wrestling feud? That's why it's bad, you know?
Right.
Rick the Model Martel is angry at Tito Santana. Why can't, instead of having a fucking wrestling match with him, why not just fucking get a gun or a knife or something and fucking end the guy, you know? There's a certain line that you can't cross in wrestling. And I just feel like this ultra-violence thing, you know, this, like, hardcore violence stuff, you can cross a line with it. And then it becomes something I don't really want from a wrestling company. So,
yeah,
that's bad, I guess.
And they keep on angling Steen that way, too, by having him,
because
they had him beat Jacobs in some uber-violent match, and it's, and just the terminology, too, like, ROH is never going to be the same if Kevin Steen becomes champion. It's just like, why? Like, he's one of your wrestlers. Like, you employ him. That is always an option. He has the chance to win championship belts.
You can't do that. That title shot didn't come out of thin air. It had to have come from ROH officials, you know, looking at it from a kayfabe standpoint, you know?
Oh, right.
And somebody gave him that title shot. So, if you don't condone him, don't give him title. Don't employ him.
No.
You have to keep him bringing him out there. So.
Because I think that's because that's one of those ones that to me it is. What am I trying? I think because it long ago, even when I think I was talking about managers when we were on the Torch. Have them be called agents and have them, you know, like more relevant to what things are, to, you know, how things are now.
Yes.
And
I think the conversation was centered around MVP, if I remember right, and how it would have been totally appropriate for him to have an agent.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, no, that mm-hmm. might have been when it started.
I seem to remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that would... So, yeah, like, having that kind of over-the-top kind of talk is just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I always end up using the UFC as an example, I guess. But it's just like, you know, yeah, like, if Dana White really doesn't like somebody, it's just like, okay, you're a lunatic, you're fired.
Right. Exactly.
And, I mean, we even see it in regular sports. It's just like, okay, like, really, even for a football player, you've committed one too many crimes. Like, having 300
yeah.
pounds of marijuana in your trunk will get you fired.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just like, when things get said like that, it's just like, come on, like, give
yeah.
me a little, like, I understand that I'm going to be having to suspend my disbelief for,
right.
you know, quite a number of things, and I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, help a brother out and just put in some extra dashes in there to make it more palatable.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
Well,
so I think on every level, I disagree with how Steen has been booked, and I don't know, it's just accumulation effect of frustration that, oh, now he's their fucking champion, you know, now we gotta fucking deal with this some more, so, I don't know.
Yeah, no, the only thing that I would have said was honestly done right is they really did... just at least time-wise and whatnot. I think I did say this beyond IM. Like, to me, it's driven me nuts about TNA recently that it's just like, oh, let's build this guy up and boom, cut him off at the knees. Like, that to me is worse, I guess, than having, you know, a guy that really shouldn't be in that spot, I guess. And I'm sure that line can be different for other people, and I would be fine with disagreement, but at least in my eyes, that one just really, I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, no, at least to me, they, you know, they carried through and they let him win the title despite the fact that he's okay. Oh, and I completely forgot, because you mentioned this too, like, I really need to pay attention to the next match I actually see him wrestle in.
Okay.
Because
why is that?
I just think I fell in love with the package pile driver, and then I didn't ever like watch him wrestle.
Right. No, the work is okay, but it's just sort of there. You know, the package pile driver is great, but it's like that's what you remember. You know.
No.
The rest of it is just sort of, okay. So, well, again, like Buddy Rose. You remember Buddy Rose for being big and fat and entertaining, and he could talk a little bit, and he did that great bump outside the ring. But do you remember a whole Buddy Rose match? No, not really. So...
Yeah, and just all of their guys in general. Well, I'm trying to think of who I actually like. Because, I don't know, I've seen a couple of Davey Richards matches now.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I don't know, he doesn't really do a whole lot for me either.
Agreed. Agreed.
I don't really get it. And his promos, definitely. Well, and that was the other thing. Like, sometimes, you know, like, maybe if Steen is just kind of average, if you have someone that you can play off of a little bit better, it helps out your promos. But when Davey Richards is worse than Kevin Steen on the mic,
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, wow, that we're going from average to bad, and it's just it's not going to do you any favors.
Right. Yeah. There are a few guys though on the roster that I probably prefer to see with the belt, but. And again, that's not taking anything away from Steen overall. It's just, again, how he's been booked and my general frustration with ROH right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, because he's definitely over.
Yeah, but again, he's over as a babyface. I mean, this is Dusty Rhodes beating Ric Flair. You know? That's what this is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're somehow they're more stubborn than the WWE about turning someone.
Oh, God. And I can think of one guy who should have been turned heel 5 years ago! But anyway.
I was going to say, ROH, have they kept anyone for 5 years?
Right? No, nobody good.
Oh, man. And I know that I completely did not, we did not plan this one, but speaking of fresh alums from ROH,
okay.
Have you gotten to see Mr. Antonio Cesaro in a SmackDown ring?
I have not. I've been watching wrestling very sparingly lately, and I haven't watched SmackDown in several weeks, so I have not had that pleasure yet.
Okay.
Is he getting over? How's he doing? Because I always liked him, and I want to see him succeed. I felt like they took way too long to sign him, and he has some real potential, so I want to see how he does.
Yeah, well, they're really going with the Swiss thing, and they're going with the rugby thing, and unfortunately, they're also tying his horse a little bit to the Oksana and Teddy train there. Yeah.
Well, okay. That can be good and bad. Teddy Long can help you. So it's not all bad, but Oksana's all bad. So.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Michael Cole talking about her picking up her game now that she's dating him now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
she's the next Trish Stratus. Oh, boy.
If she gets half to that decent in the ring, I would be more than mildly shocked.
Yeah.
But,
I would slay Jeremy on the air if that happens. And I've got to repeat that. Yep.
Alrighty then.
Well, that's just a test of how confident I am in my stance. That's all.
That is a very good point, actually. Someone who is definitely not going to get a blowjob, I would have to think, would be ROH's technical department.
That's the best segue ever. No accolades, no blowjobs of any kind ever. For those guys.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about dropping the ball. Your biggest pay-per-view at the time.
Ever.
Like you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're in another country. You, despite the fact that you've completely and utterly mangled the main event storyline, are having somewhat of a momentous moment at this pay-per-view. And, 50% of your viewers cannot watch the event that they purchased.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't understand how you make that mistake. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It just seems like lazy incompetence, because I would have taken every step in the days leading up to the show to make sure nothing like that happened. I mean, just the thought that something like that could happen would have made me physically ill, you know? And I would have wanted to do anything I could have to avoid it.
Yeah,
and instead,
I mean,
they kind of just trusted it, and it didn't get them anywhere. So,
yeah, I mean, I was kind of shocked that they said that they thought they had enough bandwidth and whatnot to deal with it.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah,
again,
I don't know.
Again, thinking doesn't cut it. Make sure. Just fucking make sure you have enough bandwidth. Check it. Get
I don't know how you do that. And I would think that they would have a pretty regular number of people getting their iPay-per-views.
A consistent number, about the same every time? Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, so it's just like, I mean, maybe they are getting more markets with the TV show, but wow, it is, well, and that thing's on some pretty horrendous time periods, too, honestly.
It is. It's a chore to find it.
Because it's, at least here, because I think all of our, I think all four of our markets, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
And mine here is 5 p.m. on Saturday, which, you know, it's an awesome time for any program to be on.
Right. Everybody's watching TV at that time.
Yeah, and then the replay of it is midnight on Monday, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or Sunday, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Which
is great, because nobody works on Monday morning, so they can just stay up and watch the wrestling show.
Yeah, wow. I mean, they're lucky that that DVRs exist, because I mean, I don't even know if I'd bother setting a VCR to record that.
Yeah, I'd probably forget. It's hard to remember those times.
Yeah,
with DVR, it's easy. You set it once and that's it. But if you had to set a VCR for it, you'd have to do it basically every week, and that means you'd have to remember it every week. And no, I don't think I would.
And what was it? Shit. I had a supplemental point. I just completely slipped my mind.
Well, all right then.
Oh, that's what it was. You know what? It's not even listed as new. Like, it's just Ring of Honor, and it just comes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, your guys can't, you know, get it together. And I guess that's probably another tech problem. It's just like, why is it not being reported to the cable company that this is new?
Exactly.
Like, even if it's the short episodes, it's new material that's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they're totally out to lunch. It's terrible. I don't know. Horrible promotion, horrible tech department. They got to get their shit together.
Yeah. And
that's the bottom line.
Yeah, no, and it'll be interesting. I think they said that they're coming to Columbus at some time. But then, and this is another fine thing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, I checked for dates. I'm like, oh, I wonder when they're going to be in town. So I click on their events. They only have like 6 events listed.
Okay.
And it's only through like the end of, it's May. I think it's only through the end of June.
Okay.
It's just like, I would think that they have that stuff planned out a little further in advance than a month and a half ahead.
Yeah, and if they do, they should absolutely be promoting it. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, well, and they've mentioned it on TV. That's why I figured, I'm like, oh, okay, they've mentioned it on TV. That means it'll be on their website when they're going to come.
Nope. Mm-mm. No, sir. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's just so... there's just nothing more you can say about it.
No.
You know, those are big tech problems. It's just like... You know, if you're going to be depending upon that stuff, you've got to have it straight.
Yeah. And they run the risk of running off all their loyal fans. If this happens again, forget about it, you know? And you might say, well, no, that's crazy, Dusty. How could this happen again? Well, I kind of think it will, the way things are going.
And didn't it already happen at one of their other pay-per-views, too?
Yes. This is not the first time. So it's already to the point of ridiculousness. So, again, that's why it would not surprise me if it happens one more time. And if it does, I don't think there's any coming back from that for them. I think that's the end of ROH. So they better get their shit together quick. They don't have time anymore. I know that sounds melodramatic, but I think that's true. I think this is their last strike. And now they got to get their shit together or they're out. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to hook casual viewers, some inconsistent product isn't going to do it. Like, if somebody does happen to be home at 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
And accidentally turn their TV on. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is just an entertainment thing, too.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. But, like, you know, I understand wanting to do more at the ring. But honestly, they do as much talking as anyone else.
Yeah.
Except it's in a slightly more traditional backstage setting.
Exactly. It's better. I like their format better.
Okay.
It's not that different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not groundbreaking. No.
Yeah, no, I guess that was the big thing for me. It's just like, you know, before you at least got these good long matches, and now it's just, at least on the TV, you don't get that much.
No.
And, of course, they keep on touting this one match that they had that won 84 minutes or some ridiculousness like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like... No, like, I'm sorry. I would have lost interest at some point.
I refuse to believe that was a good match. Well, I am infinitely more patient than any of my friends, but I wouldn't be able to handle that. 84 minutes is way, way, way too long, and you lost me, you know? You lost me a long time ago if you're going 84 minutes.
Because I think that's what the number is. I could be wrong, but it was something really...
No, that sounds right. It's a really long number that's about 90, so...
Yeah, and I just... you know, even the snippets, because that was another thing. That was another match that they showed parts of it. I mean, there are parts of it to me that were still kind of slow, like really slow. It's just like, well, then just cut out the garbage. Plus, I think it's like an hour before anyone got eliminated, and then like everyone got eliminated at that point.
Right, which is realistic. Every match always takes an hour, so.
Oh,
I mean, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite of WWF's old cruiserweight elimination matches, where eliminations would happen every minute or so. It's just the exact opposite, you know? Now you're going way too long without an elimination. It's the same thing. It's the opposite side of the same candle. So. Bad-smelling candle.
I just don't get it. Like, that's why I say so many times that I'm fine with the simple storylines of well, now it's Prime Wrestling, but Pro Wrestling Ohio is just like, I don't care. It's logical and it makes sense, and they're not trying to overdo it.
Right. And that's old school in the best way possible.
Yeah. You know, you can attach the new gadgets to it, but the basic premise really shouldn't be that much different.
Right. Right, exactly.
So, what the... I don't know. Now that we're done bitching about them, I suppose we can talk about. Dave Meltzer definitely got a bitching out. By Dana White this week about his mostly his job status. And every now and again, it was about the Fox show that just happened not all too recently there. Did you enjoy the proceedings?
I enjoy every single one of Dana White's rants. Whether I agree with him or not is another thing, but I enjoy every single one of them. He is absolutely a carnival barker and just an all-around interesting chap. But I think we're almost to the point where he hurts UFC. He hurts UFC with his immaturity, you know? Because he'll just, like, rant about anything. And is that... He's supposed to be the public face behind the company, and I don't know, I just feel kind of weird about it, that he's willing to go off and use colorful language on anybody, and understood he's not trying to be corporate and ultra-professional or anything, but there should be an element of that, I feel. I say conservatively. Conservative colors here, but I don't know. It's just, the company look bad.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you can pretty much run somebody down. And he seems like he's a smart enough guy to not do it. I don't know if so blatantly. I don't know if blatant is quite the right word that I'm looking for here. But what am I looking for? Did you say simple-minded or something like that? It's just like, dude, you could probably just really crack this guy over the head and sound smart about it. You know, right. He just kind of sounds like Big Jock got pissed off, and now it's time
to...
Yeah,
he is kind of a Big Jock, macho shithead kind of guy. I would not have gotten along with him in school at all. I'll definitely say that.
I probably would have had my problems with them too. I got along with many an athlete, but I may have known a couple or two that were a little too big for their britches.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's a lot more talk than action kind of guy. And I got a problem with people like that.
Well, supposedly he does a lot of boxing, so...
Sure.
Rumor, at least, is that he could defend himself if needed. But, yeah, okay. Kind of to your point, you don't need to put yourself in that position. Like, they've grown the UFC so much at this point. You know, you don't need to act all tough guy on people for especially just petty comments sometimes. And because I wouldn't have known about Dave Meltzer going off on the UFC, if you hadn't pointed out to me.
Right, yeah, you basically gave him free publicity.
Yeah, I don't go to I don't go to his wrestling site, and I didn't really care. I think a couple of times that I did actually read him while he was on Yahoo. I don't know. I just kind of avoided his opinion. I really wasn't a big fan. So.
Sure. I think he's a smart guy. I think he provides a lot of news. I think he's the worst writer I've ever seen. I was a journalism English, double major in college, and I'm not saying I'm a great writer or anything, but just really, really bad writing drives me crazy, and he's the worst, And, if Dana wants to go off on him for 10 minutes about his writing skills, I'd be all for that. But, I don't know.
That would be kind of funny.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, man. Well, we knew that one wasn't going to be a biggie there. Unless we really want to debate the merits of what Dana said, because I'm not even sure if I really caught everything, honestly. So.
Well, I think his point was, with the audience he wants to get, he did pretty well. And the shows that were supposedly so much better than his, we're attracting an audience he didn't even care about, and that's fine. I'll agree with that. That's okay.
Yeah. No. You've got to know who you're getting, and if it means that you have less total people, that's fine.
Yeah.
And it's still probably more. It's still probably more eyeballs than they've had on it for, anything else. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I doubt. Because what did he say? It was 3 million people or something?
Something
that watched
like that,
it?
Yeah.
I would guess they're not getting 3 million pay-per-view buys.
No.
I know that I'm going out on a limb on that one.
Right.
I know that me and a bar full of people at BW3s every week are not, or not every week, every month are not buying them because I pretty much see the same people there every month. So, yeah. I know they're not buying it. I don't drink enough beer to pay for a pay-per-view. So, it would be a losing proposition to actually order it unless I had somebody to split it with. At least.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there are too many people who would. in this day and age, you kind of don't have to anyway. So.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun being around the crowd. I don't.
It is.
I hate people sometimes in general, but other times it's really fun to be around people, and that's definitely one of them.
Okay, yeah.
Hearing oohs and
ahs.
Yeah,
I like watching listening is better with people, too.
Probably
watching a lot of sports is better. With the
yeah, I, sports in general definitely is something to me that seems to be a group experience.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Oh, wow, okay. I shouldn't be yawning in the middle of a, well, it's not even the middle of the show. We're coming down to wind down, but I should be ready, though, Dusty. You know why I should be ready and vigilant?
Tell me. You need to tell me.
A revolution is coming.
It is.
A revolution is coming to the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I'm not sure if this revolution has been televised yet.
Right. Thanks.
Aside from on WWE.com, which to me isn't really televising it.
I can't fucking stand that they do stuff that's WWE only. That drives me fucking crazy. That stuff should either be on TV or it shouldn't exist. I don't get it.
Yeah, because because this has been out for a while now, hasn't it? This
yeah.
is not the.
No.
Did it really
it's
just get posted on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't remember it on any of the last couple of Raws, and despite having numerous video packages on SmackDown each and every week, I do not recall this as a video package.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't know. I mean, it is, well, I guess the possibility exists that the WWE could get something to go viral. But
yeah.
I don't know. Do you think that's their plan?
Yes.
With this kind of a thing?
Yes. That's the plan. I don't really know that it's all that effective. You know?
Yeah.
I don't
see them really doing something well enough to get everyone to start talking about it.
Right.
Because
this ain't it. I mean, if they have it in them, this ain't it. And
yeah,
I love how their website talks about it, by the way. Grainy video footage. You can actually see the second gunman. You know? Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, and the fact that they compare it to two things that if they were going to go viral in some way or another, I would think Brock Lesnar coming back, which they mentioned, and The Rock being on TV for, you know, a decent portion of the years between 2011 and 2012.
That would have been it. That would have been the perfect time. Mhm.
Yeah. You know, it would have been the perfect time, and I would have thought that if you could get something to go viral, it would be with someone that had been there and done that.
Yep.
As much as I might like some of the new guys that they're starting to move in.
Sure. Love them. Not taking anything away from the person this probably is. But it's not going to do what The Rock could do.
Yeah, and this is a Kevin Steen problem, and it's a bunch of other people problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. am I the only one tired of revolutions and changing the faces of insert product here?
No. Wade Barrett is rolling over in his grave at this. Revolution.
Is that, you know, I was trying to think of who it could apply to. It really could be Wade Barrett, couldn't it?
It could. I don't think it is, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All right, because I honestly, like, since I watched this and read this thing, I haven't spent a solitary single second thinking, who could this be?
You don't have, like, a whole page in your notebook, like, oh, it could be Tyler Black. No, it's probably not Tyler Black. Oh, Wade Barrett. It's, you know, you write the name, you scribble it, and then you write it again. Oh, maybe it is Tyler Black. I better put him back on the list. No, it can't be. You don't spend that much time thinking about it? No? Okay.
Yeah, no. I think we talked about it, us being hooked already. Like, if people that are hooked aren't going to bother thinking about this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Bingo was your name, though.
Yeah, what chance do you stand?
None.
And, I don't know. Maybe we could do this at some point. It would be really interesting to see if we think we could come up with something that truly would be revolutionary, I guess. Aside from saying, hey, let's just go back to regular old school booking, which in and of itself is kind of revolutionary.
You know, that's been my argument for about a year now. The radical change is to not make any radical changes and just go back to the way it was. That's my radical change. And I stand by that. And
yeah, no,
because it's just so different from the balderall and hootenanny they give you now.
Yeah. Wow. What the shit? I thought there was something else aside from the whole landscape changing forever. But yeah, outside of that kind of booking, like, I just can't think of anything that would, I'd really go, wow, this really, really changes the game.
Right.
You know, and I don't know, I guess that game-changing does tend to be a younger man's game, and I'm starting to not be younger. But,
You cared about game-changing when you wore a younger man's clothes.
You know, like, I can't, like, what... You know, ECW seemed revolutionary, really.
Yes.
I don't know what else could be, like, kind of in that department, like, as for, like, changes or...
Well, I'll tell you what, ROH. When ROH first started, it had that same ECW feel to it. It was revolutionary because it was so different from everything we've been fed before. So ROH is another example, I think.
Yeah, it is certainly not that now.
No. Oh, God. Revolutionizing different ways to fuck up. Maybe that's revolutionary. How many different ways can you offer your fans refunds? But, I'm sure it's a wrestling product, no.
I don't know. Would you stick with Tyler Black as your guess to who this might be? Do you think?
No,
it is,
I think Ambrose, Dean Ambrose or whatever, John Moxley. That's my guess on who.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, and that is kind of sad. Like, Wade Barrett had been kind of one of my new guys that I liked, and I obviously just completely forgot about him until you said something.
Everybody did. I did. That was not planned. I mean, believe it or not, I do plan some of the stuff I'm going to say before the audio, but the Wade Barrett thing just came out of nowhere. It does not enter into my conscious thought at all. Which is a shame, because I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, if he could just get rid of the silly jacket with the rose, I'd be perfect with Peachy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. There's one last little topic that we can touch on. And I don't know, she maybe might have a scent called Peach coming out. Linda Hogan may have her own line of cosmetics. Are you ready to get that for your woman for Christmas there, Dusty?
Listen to me. I'm not going to lie to you, Kevin. I might get that for myself. That's how excited I am about this. I might start personally wearing women's cosmetics, because Linda Hogan's line of cosmetics is going to be so awesome, I can't help myself. Well, I'll say it's for Becky, but, yeah, no. Why are you keeping that in your closet? What do you mean? I don't know. I put it there. I don't know. Are you wearing it? What?
Your lips look a little extra red today.
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I have a cold or something.
Oh, man.
I am stoked about this. This is going to be great.
Yeah. It's just one of those ideas. It's just like, I can't believe someone's paying her to do that.
Yeah.
And if they think they're going to get extra sales, they may as well just be constantly dropping acid, as far as I'm concerned.
What's that show, Kathy Griffith, My Life on the D-List? Linda Hogan sounds like the D-List, man. Jeez. I understand some people probably think this is a big name, you know, that they're putting on the cosmetic line and they're going to sell a lot of cosmetics. But it's Linda Hogan. Linda Hogan doesn't matter to anybody.
Yeah. She became irrelevant as soon as she divorced Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
In terms of
career decisions, that was right down there.
Yeah, no, I hope she is wise with the money, because, if I find out that she's screwed it all away, I would in no way be shocked.
Linda Hogan rates, like, right underneath Lennon deciding to put Yoko on his albums. You know? Like, let's give her whole songs to sing. It's that kind of disaster.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's a pretty epic disaster. And, much like the revolution not being televised, I'm not going to watch the disaster. I've walked away from that disaster. I really
her
don't care.
Her cosmetic line will not be televised.
When somebody tells me that it's no longer being sold or is in the dollar bin, it's your local Target, I will not be shocked.
Indeed.
Well, we've survived another episode.
We did.
The question is,
did you, the listener? We hope you did, and we hope you come back next week.
Yes, I am going to finish my tasty, tasty Buxom Blonde from the Zauber Brewing Company here in the fine city of Columbus, Ohio. Grandkids, have a good night.
All right. Well, for Kevin DeFrango, I am Dusty Heaving, and this has been Stunt Granny Audio number 185, and we will try to do better next time. Peace, my brothers.
But does Granny really hate the wrestlers? Hardly.